This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Nerasas days are in our diet. Yaitori chingwe chipinga I the queen is not the mood, the motro, you know, all that, you know. So you took me back today.
Oh, diet is very important. The year is coming to an end and many people are starting to complain about a chronic state of being tired and grumpy and all these things. But are there changes you can make to your diet in order to boost your mood and feel better generally? That's what our masterclass is about today. We're talking to the CEO of Healthy Living Consulting and personal trainer, Ronald Abvergi, who's on the line to talk to us. Morning, Ronald. How are you doing?
Good morning to everybody. And the tone by which we talk about diet, Jones, we need to revisit, because that sounded like fatigue to me.
Are you sure we're on the same timeline? Because we are headed towards the end of the year and the energy you're bringing says January 2026.
It is my lens by which I approach every day as an opportunity and a gift rather than a drain or a strain, irrespective of what I experience in my world. And that's what fatigue is. So when we look at burnout fatigue, it's describing the feeling that is very familiar to us. It's that inexplicable lack of energy, weariness, you know, feeling just warm and constant tiredness. And it's linked to the phrase burnout fatigue at year end. And yeah, it's caused by lifestyle factors, work factors, social factors, and sometimes compounded with physical health factors.
And we want to look at the diet factors that you're talking about in terms of this fatigue and all of that, because people are complaining right now about being tired and all of these things. But really, can diet contribute to how tired one feels at the end of the year?
It definitely can, because studies show that diets high in refined sugars, you know, biscuits, sweets, chocolates, those kinds of things, and processed foods, you know, takeout foods, the high oil foods and very highly processed foods, they correlate with higher fatigue and lower mood. So it's linked into food and mood research that has been shown. So you often say, I'm tired because I'm busy. But did you know that you're actually tired because you're underfueling your brain and your body because you're eating the wrong foods to boost your mood and to boost your energy?
Yeah. And what are some of the small but effective adjustments that one can make to their diet to try and improve the mood and energy levels, especially as we push through the last 2 months of the year?
You know, we need that. You need that because when it comes to life and work, you still need to perform. But you cannot perform on an empty when your tanks are empty. So you want to look at whole foods. When I say whole foods, you want to incorporate things in the whole food category like vegetables, fruits, whole grains. You want to have, you know, your lentils, your bowls, those kinds of things. Because what they have is they have a lot of fiber, a lot of nutrients that really assist the body in maximizing the ability of improving your mood. It stimulates and maximizes the release of dopamine, serotonin. And these are the neurotransmitters that we need to let us feel good, feel like we're rewarding, and really help the body increase our metabolism. And things like Mediterranean style diets are also quite cool. You know, that's where you have cucumbers, olive oil, a bit of rosemary, a lot of veggies. You could have a piece of chicken or a piece of fish or a piece of meat. So there's not a lot of rice. There's not a lot of pap, and there's not a lot of pasta or these highly refined carbohydrates that are there.
Okay, just maybe let me just put you on the spot a little bit. Just give me an idea of just ordinary average South African with an average grocery list. And if you were to, like, what would they have for breakfast, lunch or dinner in a way to boost, to improve their mood and the energy levels using their diet?
Fantastic. So in the morning, you're looking at either having some sort of oatmeal, Mabella. I mean, my favorite was Mabella, so I'm a Mabella boy. You can look at that with a banana and or fruit and a handful of peanuts that I buy from the bogo around the corner that's packaging them and selling them, right? The next thing that you look at is for lunchtime, whatever is from the dinner last night, if there's leftovers, keep casting, take it, use it, embrace it. Also, you could look at adding things like, you know, growing like the morojos, but don't have it too creamy, as raw as possible, you know, just slightly blanched in the water, bringing some flavor to it, adding some salt and pepper, a little bit of salt, not too much because of hypertension, and look at using other spices, you know, the spices that you can find anywhere. In the evenings, what you then look at is either bringing in things like pulled chips, because that's very high in protein, has got a lot of omega fatty acids, and then we find those, you know, that we buy often, right? So you look at your pulled chips. If pup is an option that you can only live with and deal with, my suggestion would be pull the pup down, then reheat the pup, but try to minimize how much you consume, because a lot of pup is associated with not too much fiber. You do feel fatigued in that moment thereafter. You know, that's sleeping on the couch vibe.
Yeah.
And, so look at other options. So rather mix in the veggies. If you've got some chicken or stew or something of the sort, use it, because there must be a protein. And to the best of your ability, try to throw in some salad and other veggies as well.
Okay. Now, I think that is so practical that you shared that with us. Snacks? Or I think at some point you mentioned like peanut nuts or something like that. Or
yes.
Okay.
So when you look at snacks, you're looking at the nuts. Why nuts? High protein, great fiber, great omega fatty acids, and also stimulates certain neurotransmitters to be released and enhances their functioning. Yogurt is something I love.
Mm.
Love yogurt. I prefer these kinds of things. And also within the yogurt, I take an apple, I cut up an apple. I'm not really a fan of the skin of the apple. So I skin it, I peel it, I take an orange, take out those, you know, orange wedges, and I'm using it within my yogurt. I mean, I even at times have been known to have a little bit of cereal or muesli in the day as well.
Hmm.
So my snacks are based not on I need it because I haven't eaten, because then I will fall for refined, you know, chocolate crisps, sweets, and those kinds of things, because they're cheaper and easier to access. And the last thing, please try to stay away from those big energy drinks.
Oh.
I know a lot of people, I see them in the morning, because it's cheap, right? It's cheap. It's cheap and it's a lot, and it equates to being full, but we buy into the immediate energy. And the other thing that you could do is have a lot of water throughout the day. I know my gogo loves drinking tea out of a saucer, and she loves the tea, but what I have got her into, for every 2 or 3 cups of tea, have some water, because you don't want to be dehydrated, because dehydration also compounds fatigue.
Oh, okay. Ronald, you're so practical in sharing these with us. I appreciate you coming through and just being on the spot and spontaneous like that. Really appreciate your time. That's the CEO of Healthy Living Consulting and personal trainer, Ronald Abvaji.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.